Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
841, and as we're diving deeper into the jobs report, 261,000 positions added in the month of October, the one of the final markers that comes before Election Day in just 4 days, and certainly the economy has been a dominant storyline, primarily by congressional Republicans who are looking to take back control of the House and Senate next Tuesday. Fox's Jared Halpern continues our live team coverage from Washington, and certainly, as our former colleague Jamie Dupree used to say, the schedule tells a story, and certainly some big battleground states are going to be here over the next several days.
Well, the story is Pennsylvania, then. You have three past and present presidents who are spending part of their weekend in Pennsylvania. Big rally tomorrow night with President Biden, former President Obama for John Fetterman. And also over the weekend, former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania campaigning for Republicans up and down the ballot, including Republican Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz. So, listen, I think it's clear both parties see that is a tightening race, an important race. Expect a lot of attention probably in Georgia, though with the caveat that if nobody gets above 50%, they have to do that again in December. And, boy, that will be just an all-hands-on-deck situation if it becomes a determinative race for control of the Senate.
Is control of the Senate looking like it does come down to ultimately just one or two states, given the recent polling? Here in Florida, for example, Marco Rubio seems to be holding a solid advantage over Val Demings.
Yeah, listen, Florida's not on my list of states that I think are going to make or break the Senate. I think that, you know, it's the same four that we've been looking at, you know, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania. I would also add to that list Ohio, where recent polling has showed Tim Ryan within at least a margin of error, striking distance of J.D. Vance. And also keep an eye on North Carolina, a race that has not gotten a ton of attention, but you have two non-incumbents running against each other, a fairly traditional type of campaign in a state that, listen, its congressional delegation is not particularly swingy, but it is a state that has a track record of, at least on a statewide level, switching back and forth between Republicans and Democrats. So yeah. It's an East Coast state. Polls close early. Maybe a good bellwether for us as well.
Yeah, very true. And we'll certainly be unpacking that story in real time throughout next Tuesday. We'll be on the air beginning at 6 p.m. with You Decide 2022 team coverage. Jared will be a part of Fox News coverage deeper into the night. And certainly throughout the week, next week, we'll be all over the storylines that develop out of the elections. Jared, thanks.